Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
From rainy Lake Wissota, where there's just a downpour right now. I haven't looked at the radar for an hour or so, but it looks like the front is basically running up and down Highway 53 and you know, spreading from the northwest, bringing rain to large parts of Wisconsin with scattered chances of rain, and apparently in some cases heavy rain based on what's going on right now over the next few days, which again is very unfortunate heading into the weekend. It's nothing we can control. And therefore, if you've got a plan B for whatever you're doing, you might want to consider doing that. Luke Mathers is with us to reach the show radio at upnorthnewswi.com or 715-388-7155. In our newsletter that you can subscribe to at upnorthnewswi.com, we had a little note about the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team going on a tour of France and going 4-0, which is, you know, I guess pretty impressive. I know nothing about the caliber of the competition of this, but it's nice to do a nice little goodwill tour. You sometimes wonder, though, how does a college, you know, men's basketball team or any college for that matter get the money that it takes to do the traveling and well, even just the regular season, the tours around the country, you know, playing games, especially as the Big Ten expands now to the point where, I mean, we're talking about, universities in California. You've got, Rutgers in there. I'm pretty sure the University of New Zealand might be next, you know, just to add cost for us. So the level of money needed to sustain it should not surprise you when I tell you about the news story that just came out, saying that the Big Ten Conference has just reached the richest ever television agreement for a college athletic league, selling the rights for an average of at least $1 billion a year. I should have had the Dr. Evil sound effect ready to go there, but yes, $1 billion a year.
That's my fault. I dropped the ball. I should have had that one ready for it.
No, you can't read my mind that way. And if you did, man, I'd be so scared. It's a 7-year arrangement that promises to fuel the intensifying debate over how universities should treat athletes who are not paid any salaries. And the thing is, it is so big that it's not going to like one network. It's not going just to ESPN or something. The split among football games will be with CBS and NBC and Fox, which I think is probably the better way to go, you know, kind of spread the wealth and get as much exposure as you can. The only way it doesn't work for people is if they want that predictability, you know, that you're always going to find a Badger football game on the same channel. And that's just not realistic, especially in this day and age of streaming services and everything else. But Luke, I think you and a lot of folks in the Madison area have to be happy that these games are not like all moving to some kind of a paid platform or streaming or something like that, because I think that was a real concern.
Yeah, well, the problem I always have now is because I don't use cable. I have YouTube TV, and YouTube TV does this whole thing where periodically it just gets in disputes with the actual broadcast channels of whether or not they're going to be hosted on the streaming platform. And so I don't get Bally Sports Wisconsin because Bally Sports and YouTube TV have a disagreement. And so I think I can add it for like $20 a month or something like that. But it's unfortunate that some of the broadcast channels just don't even get offered on the streaming platform that I have then. So I'm hoping that I can watch them all that way. But YouTube TV should have all of those major channels that you listed. But Bally Sports, I might have to.
And if I'm not mistaken, Bally is still in a dispute with Dish Network. That every time I go to my in-laws who have Dish, I can't watch any Brewers games because there's no Brewer games there. So
depending on how, depending on how this fall goes, I might have to pony up though and pay for those extra costs, just because I want to watch the Bucks and I want to watch the Brewers if they're making a run. So it'll be interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. You've got to find a way to get Bally then. CBS is ending their long relationship, their long and I should say expensive relationship with the SEC. So they will, their Saturday afternoons used to be known for matchups from Southern football havens, writes the New York Times. And now CBS will have games from Big Ten hotspots. NBC will choose a Big Ten contest to broadcast often in prime time to broaden its scope beyond Notre Dame. And I don't know who made that arrangement back in the, I think I was just leaving TV 13 at the time that they made the arrangement with Notre Dame, which had been a cellar dweller for so long. I mean, I know it had its glory days, but I have to think that Notre Dame agreement, much like the SEC one with CBS, turned out to be a turkey, you know, in the end. So let's see, the NBC had that. Oh, the Big Ten, well, will be on network television from noon on, most Saturdays till 10 o'clock, which is unheard of, said the chair of CBS Sports. But that, again, is just indicative of not just, you know, the caliber of Big Ten sports, and good for them, but the ever-pressing need for content and then content and then more content. Sometimes the need for content is such that you look for that niche audience that will listen to a guy prattle on about Wisconsin politics for 3 hours every weekday. And I'm so glad that you do. We'll be back with more of said prattling after this. You're up north.